Blog Talk Radio.
The way it should be. Hallelujah. That's the way it should be. I'm not sure what's going on.
And I have a shortcoming, but he can speak right. You remember, I think it was in 5:21, saying him, go see him, we come see him for us, and we might become the righteousness of God. It is a gift from God. We have to receive that. So Paul acknowledged that. His relationship, power, we have to this knowledge and his power, but we may have to make sacrifice to enjoy it fully. And you have to be willing to let some stuff go. So what are you willing to give up, you might ask? How about giving up your time just to know who he is and to know what he is? Each day, you should give up a little prayer because you want to know him. Well, prayer and Bible study, I get that. Your friends, or some of your friends and of your friends, you have to be willing to give up them as well. So what it is, to know Christ is more than worth any sacrifice you could make. That's what Paul was saying. So when we are united with Christ by trusting in him, we experience the power that raised him up from the dead. That saving power, loving power, power it takes to become one with Christ. The same mighty power when he had lived morally renewed and regenerated lives. But before we can ask, we must first walk in the newness of life. We must also die to sin, die to self, things of this world. And Jesus said, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. He wanted to give us rest in his resurrection. So Paul saw this. So before he could actually walk in and knowing it, like I said, you have to die to the sin, brother and sister. That's the door to life, is to let go of this life. You're not losing your gain. There again, we can know him and the victory, the resurrection, without personally applying ourselves just as Paul did. So when Paul wrote, somehow to attain the resurrection, he was not implying uncertainties of God. He was he was using the way that he would meet God, whether by exchanging or by resurrection. He did not double doubt it. That's the word of God. I should say he did not doubt the word of God at all. Matter of fact, he said the word of God constant. Why, you ask? He said, I want to see if those things be true. He wanted to see with those, so we will one day share Christ's glory, according to Revelation 22:1-7. He said, that same revelation now. God wants us to have it. On the end of the last two verses, Paul had reason to forget what was behind. He helped the coat of the law down, Stephen, the first Christian martyr, according to Acts 7:57 and 58. Paul called Saul done things to which we are saying we live in the tendency of but we have dominion. I'm just good. Well, you know, I let that go. Praise God. Hallelujah. I gotta let it go. You just have to dial in to the I'm not sure. But anyway, what things were gained to me, these I count lost for Christ. Yet indeed, things are lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. And one other thing, we're dissolved. We have a field of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan and earnestly desire to close upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being closed, we shall not be found naked. For we that have enough, we groan, being burdened, not for the we would be unclothed, but those upon the morality might be swallowed up of life. And if I must tell you again, life is for living. Now, somebody in fact did that yesterday, but that's what life is for. And we have the life of Christ. Meaning we should be living that life. So a better life to live other than the life is Christ. So in this, but to know when this earthly tent, this body we live in, is taken down, it's when we die. Earthly body, the outside, not the inward, but the outside. But die and leave this earthly body. The writer says we will have a house in heaven, an eternal, eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands. We groan and worry in our present life, and we long to put on our heavenly body like new clothes. You know, I just like the way he wrote that. You should have a desire to want to put on your heavenly good shop. You know, bought something new. You can't wait to put it on, man. That's what the writer is saying. That's what he's trying to express, how it is when we are getting glory. We put on our heavenly body. Praise God. And we do, and when I think about this fourth verse, you know, we're groaning and we're being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that morality might be swallowed up of life. And that's what we are. Be fast so you hear what Scripture says. For the Lord himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. See, our life is hidden in Christ. And that's why when he comes, we shall rise right along with him. Hallelujah. Where you have something to say, you expect one. So let's see. Anyone, just press one. Press one.